Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to PNC Studio at Halas Hall. I'm Jeff Joniak, joined by East Coast scout Jay Morocco, and explaining the fifth-round selection of the Chicago Bears in 2015, Adrian Amos of Penn State. Tell us about this guy. He's just over 6 feet tall, 218 pounds, ideal size at the safety position.
Yeah, we're excited about Adrian. Good size kid, like you said. Athletic, very fast. He ran a 4.39 at his pro day. And, you know, this kid, he has ability to come down, play safety and corner. He played started six games at corner in 2013, and then he started the whole season in 14 at safety.
Played down the slot too, didn't he?
Yes.
So he dealt with a lot of size at that position and speed. How did he handle it?
He handled it well. He has good hips. He has good ability to press. He can flip, and he can cover deep.
I read one of his draft diaries, and he's a very confident young man. Most DBs are. Mm-hmm. He's got that cornerback mentality playing at the post. But he said he laughed at some of the explanations of his game, including that he's not a big playmaker, because while he may have missed a few tackles like many DBs at the college level, he was always arriving on the scene with something. He was always making a play on a ball, if not swiping the ball.
Yes, sir. He is a disruptive player, very active with his hands. He has ball skills, and he has some production intercepting and breaking up passes.
Tell us about his personality.
He's a good kid. He comes from a good family. He's from Baltimore. He's a hard worker in the weight room, in the classroom. He spent the off season doing a full time internship, working 40 hours a week, and he didn't miss any of the workouts during the spring of 2014. So it just kind of shows how much dedication he has to football.
It looks like he enjoys the weight room too, because he's pretty yoked
he's pretty
up, pretty good.
Up.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
He is.
He had 21 reps at the combine. He's got good explosion numbers with the vertical and his broad jump and so forth.
Yep.
How about his change of direction numbers?
Change of direction is good. I thought at his pro day, he didn't time it at his pro day, but just watching him in drills, he really showed quickness getting out of his breaks and reacting to the ball.
Does he like the physical part of the game? He seems to think that way. Does he play that way?
Yes, he does. And I don't have any questions about his physicality. You saw a little bit more of it in 2013 when he was playing corner. You saw him jam guys at the line, and I thought he made some physical tackles as well.
Allowed only 3.9 yards per pass target last season, one of the best in college football. And the thing that you're going to hear a lot from General Manager Ryan Pace and what you scouts have been looking for and will continue to look for is high football intelligence. And that seems to be the read on him. How do you determine that? Did you put him on the board? Did you talk to his coaches about what he knows in their scheme? And how is their scheme similar at Penn State to what we may want to do on the back end at a minimum?
Well, he went through a couple of different coaching staffs at Penn State. And I thought he was able to really kind of adjust and perform at the same level from 2013 to 2014. Just watching a guy that can play corner and safety within the same game, which he did that a few times in 2013, that really strikes to me that he has the ability to adjust during a game and the football intelligence.
Well, I love the frame. I love the mentality. I love the speed. Got better on the pro day. So as a scout, how do you factor that from the combine, which is the standard measuring stick that most people go on? What he did at the combine was a 4.56 to a 4.39 at his pro day. Somewhere in between, does he play that way when he carries his pads?
He probably plays somewhere in between. I think a lot of times you'll see numbers get faster at players' pro days than they were at the combine. Maybe that's a big stage thing, and
maybe more relaxed,
their home turf. But I have no question that this kid can run.
Well, he's a Bear now. Adrian Amos,
yes.
Jay Morocco, thank you very
much.
You. Bears fifth-round draft choice from Penn State. Thanks for watching here from PNC Studio at Halas Hall. I'm Jeff Joniak. We'll talk to you next time.